on it. Out of bounds, Bad X, USA ball on the side, basically right in line with their hoop. 2:01 left, 64-52. Coming in for the Hatchets, replacing Dean is number 15, Ben Braden. McBrayer has it out of bounds, being guarded by number 5, Riffenbark. Pass it in to favorites out the key. Out to Kyle Fletcher. Nick Fletcher, excuse me. Nick Fletcher, dribble across the entire timeline. Wide open underneath with Kyle Fletcher for the two. Here, footsteps, gets his own rebound. The put back in one hand is good. Two more for Kyle Fletcher, number 20. He now has 7 points in this quarter. And Glossy takes the two from inside the paint for Vadek. That's no good. Scrumble on the court. Jump ball. Going to be Vadek's possession. Matthew Vadek out underneath their own basket. Yes, it is. Minute 34. The difference, 14 points. USA, 16. Very low score. Sixth-grade peewee. USA, 66. Vadek, 52. As Riffenbach approaches the paint, passes over to Quinn. He thought about taking a three. No good. Or didn't even think about it, though. Head into the corner. Back up. Quinn with the 25-footer. That's no good. Faber brings in the rebound for USA. Full court pressure by Bad Axe. Faber having trouble with it. And he gets it out to McBrayer. He's there close to a 10-second count. No, nothing there, but wide open on the other end. Ballard from the left block, in for two. Ballard quietly has 8 points in this game. As number 15, Braden takes the runner. And he looks like he was fouled on that one. And that is going to be against number 44, Ballard, his fourth of the game for USA, the team's seventh. So, regardless, it's going to be 1-1 here on out. At the line, though, Braden looks like he's shooting, too. First one's up and no good. And more, dang it all. That ruins the perfection of the Bad Axe Hatchets at the free throw line for the game. Up to that point, they were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 for 14. Up until that point, they're now 14 for 15. Regardless, pretty darn good.
Impeccable.
Pretty darn good free throw percentage there for the Hatchets. Jim Quinn has the team very, very refined. Well, the score now is 68-52 with just under a minute, 59.7 seconds left in this one. As USA making some substitutions, comes out Nick Fletcher, Kyle Fletcher, Jake Beachy, and Ballard, and Faber, all five new in there right now. As Braden takes the second one from the free throw, that one's good. One more substitution for Bad Axe, that's going to be number 55, James Rogers. He comes into the game for the first time. Coming out, number 23, Canarian.
Bad Axe is trying their version of USA's full-court press.
But it's not quite working. Grant Harris passes over to number 15. Drew Dutcher brings it up the court. He's on the baseline. Passes it out to McBrayer, who's still out there, top of the key. 45 seconds left, one. And Rogers comes up with the steal for Bad Axe. USA retreats over to Braden on the right side. He passes in the court at 12. Kramer, he takes a three. That one's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Grant Harris, number one. McBrayer has it. Bad Axe retreats. 28 seconds left. And McBrayer passes one defender over to Jake Beachy for the three. No good. And rebound Bad Axe, number two, Charlie Breach. Jordan Dorsch passes over to number 15, Braden, who drives the lane. That one's no good off the rim. And there's a little bit of a turnover. Looks on the floor, on his back, number 30 for USA. Gets it, Grant Harris. And that's going to do it. This one's in the books, folks. It's 68-53 final. USA pulls it out after trailing by 5. They win by 15. And we'll be back in about a minute 40 to wrap this thing up. You're tuned to WLEW.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
January is School Board Recognition Month, and Unionville Sebring area schools would like to thank these community volunteers for their untiring dedication to public education. Our school board volunteers at Unionville Sebring develop policies and make tough decisions that help shape the future of our educational system. We would like to salute these USA board members, including Lori Kemp, President, 10 years of service. George Urich, Vice President, 15 years of service. Kurt Ewald, Secretary, 22 years of service. Terry Green, Treasurer, 13 years of service. Michelle Curry, Trustee, 3 years of service. Donna Sting, Trustee, 8 years of service. And John Link, Trustee, 6.5 years of service. Again, we thank these Community Volunteer USA School Board members for their service and dedication to our community. For more information on USA Public Schools, visit their website at www.thinkusa.org.
Well, this one's in the books. The final score, USA wins it 68-53. Mark Gainforth and the Patriots comes out victorious after a large second half from Nick Fletcher, I should say, more importantly, in the third quarter.
Third quarter was huge.
So, Ryan, why don't you give me a recap of what you saw in there?
Well, it came out, USA dialed up serious pressure on Bad Axe, moving from full court man-to-man to full court zone pressure, dropping back into 2-3. So it really had Bad Axe be funneled the whole second half. They just weren't able to get anything going. And you can see it in turnovers. Bad Axe ended up having 8 turnovers. USA had 4. A couple of them were late in the game.
That was only in the second half.
So with USA's pressure that they were able to force Bad Axe, they just didn't allow them to get comfortable on the offensive zone. And you can see that because Dean was completely shut down, as well as Quinn. Also, Adam Riffenbach made a couple threes, but he really wasn't able to find a rhythm in the second half very much, which didn't help Bad Axe's cause. Give it credit to Gainforth coming out with a great second half plan, just dialed up some serious pressure, and he did not allow Bad Axe to get anything going offensively.
Well, that's right. And, well, let's take a look at the stats. This one's in the book, 68-53, USA. Let's start out with Bad Axe. I apologize. Somewhere I missed a layup. So my numbers really don't add up completely. So these, of course, are the unofficial Clark Ramsey stats, as I'm trying to do play-by-play and stats at the same time. So, cut me some slack, Jack. All right, so Bad Axe. It was 16-13 Bad Axe after 1. It was 34-29 Bad Axe after 2. Then it was 49-47 USA after 3, and it was 68-53 after 4. For Bad Axe, Adam Riffenbart ended up with 4 threes and 14 points altogether. He only had 1 field goal otherwise. Ben Braden had 1. He was 1 for 2 from the free throw line. James Kanarian had 3 points. He has 1-3 in the second half. Brandon Dean, well, he had 7 in the first half and 3 in the second half, so he had 10. Excuse me, no. He had 9 in the first half, 3 in the second half. That gave him 12. Jesse Quinn, he had 4 points in the first half, 2 free throws in the second half, so he ended up with 6. Jeremy Pulowski, he ended up with 5, and those all came in the second quarter. Will Sutton only scored in the second and third quarters. He had 6 in the second, and he had 5 in the third for 11 points. Spencer Kelly, 2 sets of free throws good for 4 points all in the first half. And like I said, I missed 2 points in there somewhere. And Bad Axe ended up with 53 points. On the USA side, like we said, they were trailing 3 after the first, 5 after the second. Then they were leading 2, 49-47 after 3, and led by 15 at the end of regulation, 68-53. The main score for USA and the player of the game, Nick Fletcher, he ended up with 26 after scoring nothing in the first quarter. He had 5, 7, 9, 10 points in the second quarter. Then he put on 13 points in the third quarter, and 7 of those came from the free throw line. He was 7 for 8 in the third quarter from the stripe, and then he had 3 more points in the fourth quarter for 26. Kyle Fletcher ended up with 16. He had 4 points in the first half, the remaining 12 in the second half. So it's all